Long, cool woman in a black dress. Either the viola, the oboe, or the mandolin. Either the viola excites the evening, stirs the street. Dresses that lift or do not lift drift in the breeze, offering themselves so airily. Skirts that drift across a bridge, or hair that falls about the knees, inviting me. A door, the staircase, a flight of birds, and then the oboe, unexpected, like a sudden hurtling down. Old men in front of a fountain, whose jet they seem to be watching, exhausted and tense, encircled with an iron fence, measured and even, despite slight accelerations of amplitude. Milky fans surge into white festoons or toward the blue. Milky fans in the sun, reflecting waters flicker up in flame, reveal themselves, and then submerge. The mandolin, it must be the mandolin. Each reconciled, each undefiled, the trembling trio playing together. Or if the oboe demands its solo, then the lightning, summer lightning, first the flash and ashes after, split the tree and burnt the root. Ah, and ah, this ecstasy is not for us, old men in front of a fountain, and not for us the ecstasy of ah, too much and not enough. Always the desire to die and the not yet yielding. Always the viola, the oboe, and the mandolin.